Yes, I am joined here by Jim Flaherty. Jim, one of the highlights to your budget is the skills training program. You've introduced a new Canada job grant, and we're looking at the onus being put more on businesses to try and get skills training for the people that they're looking for. How confident are you that the businesses will actually fund some of the money, and how many jobs do you hope to create through this program?
Well, we think that when it's implemented, it'll be about 130,000 jobs a year or more. We know employers want this. We heard it all across the country, in every province, in every region, saying we need people with the right skills to work for us, and we need them as soon as it can be accomplished. So I think by engaging employers, we'll be bringing in the missing link.
Now, you are extending the infrastructure funding, billions and billions of dollars going towards this, but the timeline is about half of what the Federation of Canadian Municipalities was looking for. Why did you not go with a 20-year plan? Are you going with a 10-year plan instead?
Maybe this is just a personal thing, but I it's hard to believe governments when they go out very, very far into the future because they're, you know, we only get elected 4 years at a time if we get a majority. This is realistic. They wanted 10 years. They got 10 years. They wanted us to index the gas tax fund, and we agreed to index it, so it'll continue to grow. And we made this long-term commitment to infrastructure, as I say, going out 10 years. So the Federation of Canadian Municipalities likes it pretty much.
Now, you're eliminating tariffs on things like sporting goods, like hockey gear, ice skates, even baby clothing. It's something a lot of parents may like. But why not go a little bit further and eliminate tariffs on a lot of other goods that come into Canada?
Because we want to see if it works. I mean, the issue here is really about prices in the United States compared to prices in Canada. Senate committee looked at that. Retail Council of Canada thinks there's a lot to do with some tariffs that still remain. We've been getting rid of tariffs. So we've picked some things that we can track pretty clearly. Baby clothing, hockey skates, exercise equipment, things like that, that a year from now we'll be able to come back and say taking the tariff off makes a difference or it doesn't for consumers, for prices.
Now, the opposition is critical of all of this, calling your budget a shell game, an exercise in PR. They don't like a lot of things. Is there any room for compromise in this situation?
They don't actually have any ideas. And if they had some ideas, that would be interesting to see. I mean, the NDP, the official opposition, came out with an alternative budget which had no numbers in it. I mean, this is shocking. How can these people think they're acting responsibly and they can't even put numbers in a budget? I know our budget will work. I know the numbers are solid. I know we're on track to balance the budget in the medium term. I know we've reduced the deficit by more than half over the past few years. So I think Canadians can have confidence that there's steadiness in our government's approach to budgeting.
And that's Finance Minister Jim Flaherty breaking down the numbers with us on his budget.